Hello.
Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand how people in your community feel about the current situation in their states and individual communities. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who answers the survey. May I ask what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you. Bachelor's degree, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. May I ask, what is your race?
What is my race?
Yes.
I'm American.
Okay, thank you. Specifically, are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native?
I'm a black American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I was registered as soon as I became of age, yeah.
Yes, thank you. When thinking about the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the city of Philadelphia is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied, thank you. How will you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Will you rate it as excellent, good, only fair, or poor?
Good,
thank you. Below is a list of issues, which two or three issues will you say are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia? You may select up to three. I will read the list. Is public school funding, jobs and the economy, the opioid and fentanyl crisis, the cost of housing and rent, crime and public safety, gun violence, homelessness, healthcare, inflation and the cost of living, city services like trash pickup, public transportation, or corruption in city government?
Ooh, you said three? You said pick three?
Yes, pick three.
I can't. Pick all of them.
I know, but I have to only pick three. Sorry.
Oh, my God. Crime.
Okay.
One more? Oh, my goodness. That's hard.
I understand.
I guess schools. Crime, schools, and... What did you say? Education?
Public school funding.
Public school funding.
Okay. And what will be the third one?
Good question.
Inflation and the cost of living. Healthcare.
Cost of living.
The cost of living. Okay, thank you. Now
I would
like
all of them.
I understand, yes. Now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some group of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and our groups, please indicate so. Governor Josh Shapiro.
Good.
In a number, what will you rate him?
One through what?
0 to 10.
0 to 10. I give him 8 or 9, something like that.
Okay, great. How about SEPTA? SEPTA.
Oh, I know the spelling. Yes. How do I rate them?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. How do I rate them? I don't know. SEPTA. Oh, 6.
A 6?
Yep.
Okay. Your local police officers.
A nine,
okay. The Philadelphia Department of Streets?
Street Department? 7.
The Philadelphia Department of Streets?
7.
A 7, okay. Mayor Sherelle Parker?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, gracious. Sherelle Parker. I don't know if I can do well, not yet. Just got home. What she trying to do? An 8.
An 8, okay. Council member Kenyatta Johnson.
8.
The Philadelphia Police Department.
How many number them?
From 0 to 10.
0 to 10. Oh. 8.
Okay. The Philadelphia City Council.
Oh, City Council. Good. Girl, you stick it to me. That's it. City Council. A 7. They need to step it up.
What number do you say for City Council then?
7.
A 7. Thank you. District Attorney Larry Krasner.
8.
An 8.
8.
Thank you. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
9.
A 9. Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia?
Approve.
Will you say you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I don't know what the future holds, but it seems like she's on the right track, so I say I approve.
Okay, great. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government.
Oh, boy. That's a good one. Let's see. Oh, wow. Are they looking out for you and people like you? No, I don't think so. I'll say 6.
Will you agree or disagree with that statement?
I said 6.
No, this is not rated with numbers.
Okay. Are they looking out for them? No.
So you disagree with it?
Correct.
You will say strongly or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Here's a list of issues that might impact Philadelphians' daily lives. After each, please rate on a scale of 0 to 10 your level of satisfaction with each issue in your neighborhood. where 10 means that you're highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means that you're neither satisfied nor dissatisfied with the issue, and 0 means that you're highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. You may select any number between 0 to 10. The quality of education in public schools.
Quality of education in public schools.
Yes, we'll rate that from 0 to 10.
That's way down there. 4 or 5, something like that.
Okay.
Education is very important.
Mm-hmm. Access to affordable housing?
A 3,
okay. The availability of good paying jobs?
3.
A 3, okay. Public safety?
3.
A 3. The condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities?
6.
A 6. Access to public transportation?
7.
A 7, okay. The condition of roads and infrastructure?
6.
A 6. The cost of rent?
4.
Thank you. In your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse compared to last year?
Well, it is a hard one. Is it getting better? I don't know. I got hope. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. What number is it getting better? I say a 7.
These will be not graded with numbers. It will be the options getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse.
Oh, getting better. I hope.
Okay, getting better. Will you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead?
Falling behind.
Okay, perfect. Below is a list of goods or services that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 goods or services that concern you the most when you think about your expenses. You may select up to 3. The list is rent, personal care, education, gas, public transportation, utilities, gas, electricity, and internet, healthcare, including prescription drugs, paying down debt, groceries, recreation and entertainment, and child care.
Education.
Education, okay.
Number 1.
That will be the first one, yes.
I don't know. Let's see. I kind of forgot what you said.
You want me to read the list again?
Yeah.
Okay. You choose already education. So the remaining ones are rent, personal care.
Okay. That is good.
Great. Gas, public transportation, utilities like gas, electricity, and internet, healthcare, including prescription drugs, paying down debt, groceries, recreation and entertainment, and child care.
Groceries.
Perfect. Thank you. Thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not that concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. How often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Will you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Rarely. Thank you. Do you think that the city of Philadelphia spends too much, too little, or the right amount on the police department?
Not enough.
Too little then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a list of actions that the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer in the city implementing it. Close the open air drug market in Kensington.
Close what?
Close the open air drug market in Kensington.
Most definitely.
This one will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer?
Much safer.
Much safer?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Begin sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the street.
Treatment centers. They're sick. They need help. They need help. They're sick.
Okay. Expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
You say install cameras?
Yes.
Good question. I don't know. No privacy, nowhere. I guess you don't need it. Install the cameras.
So this action will make you feel a little safer or not at all safer?
A little safer.
A little safer, thank you. Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
Do what to them?
Aggressively pursue people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impound illegal vehicles.
There should be another way.
So this action will make you feel much safer, somewhat safer.
There should be a place for them to run them at. Like a racetrack or something.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Do what?
Declare a public safety emergency in the city.
Yeah, for a little while.
Okay, so you will say a little bit safer then.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach positions, and hire 9 new victim advocates.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, thank you. In a few words, what you have seen or heard about Mayor Sherelle Parker recently?
All good things.
Okay.
Is that awesome?
Yes. As you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the City Council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priorities for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three items. Reduce juvenile crime, hire more police officers, improve the city's infrastructure, invest in community development, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, improve public transportation, get guns off the street, foster small businesses and local jobs, remove homeless encampments, improve our schools and education, tackle the opioid crisis, support more affordable housing.
More affordable housing, education, and what else did she say? More police?
Yes. Hire more police officers.
More police officers.
Thank
you. Anything else?
Yes. Here's a list of the specific policies that could be included in Mayor Parker's proposed 2024 city budget. After each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where 10 means that you strongly support the policy, 5 means you neither support nor oppose, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy. You may select any number from 0 to 10. Invest $119 million in new funding for our city's public schools.
Yes.
Will you rate this from zero to ten?
Nine.
Great. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and litter removal along businesses districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
Yes, and all over the city need cleaning.
From 0 to 10, how will you rate this one?
A 9.
Thank you. Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
10.
Invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from our streets.
9.
A 9, thank you. Provide $100 million for treatment and triage facilities for people suffering from drug addiction and mental illnesses.
9.
A 9, thank you. Invest $100 million for commercial corridor cleanups, including sidewalk sweeping and litter removal.
9.
A 9. Invest the resources needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
10.
A 10. Add 15 new 911 dispatchers for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents.
9.
A 9. Keep tax rates flat for Philadelphia taxpayers.
Oh, boy. These tax rates, what, low? Is that what you said?
It's keep tax rates flat.
Oh, flat,
or,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will you rate these from 0 to 10?
9.
A 9. Thank you. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans on requiring all 25,000 City of Philadelphia employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic-era hybrid or work-from-home practice. Based on what you know, do you support this or oppose?
I support 100%.
Perfect. Thank you. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city's support for needle exchanges and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringe or other items that enable drug use. Instead, funding for needle exchange can come from private charities. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decisions to end city support for needle exchange programs?
Support.
Strongly support. 100.
Strongly support. 100%.
Thank you. As you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the decision to end city support for year-round schooling in Philadelphia public schools?
Support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you.
Yes.
How often will you say you watch, listen to, or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Every day. Almost every minute.
Perfect. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I don't know that, Elsie. I guess I'm a Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
A strong one. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I don't know. I don't know that one.
Will you say moderate or somewhat conservative?
I guess I'm a conservative.
Okay, thank you. Do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend or something else?
I rent.
You rent, thank you. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Straight.
Straight, thank you. Do you identify as transgender or non-binary? Yes or no?
Straight gender or what?
Or non-binary.
Do you identify as transgender or non-binary?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
It's a yes or no question.
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know either. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, we won't get that one.
I will put a no.
I don't know.
Okay.
Ooh.
Then it will be a no, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't understand it. No, I don't understand that one.
Are
it
you
might
married?
Be
yeah, I understand.
I'm a widow.
Okay, great. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
No. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
All elections. Yes. All.
Do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Oh, my goodness. You getting deep now.
We're almost done, I promise.
Isn't that personal?
Sorry?
That's personal, isn't it?
If you don't want to tell, that's okay as well.
Okay, I won't tell.
Okay.
You asked me one question you didn't let me answer.
Sorry, what question?
That question was, you asked me, do I like all different nationalities of people? Didn't you ask me that?
I asked what race you were, I think, yes.
No, you asked me that other question. Yeah, I told you what I was, yeah.
Yes, you told me. Mm-hmm.
But I love all kinds of different races of people. That's what you want to know.
Mm-hmm. Below okay. Below are some potential news sources. Please select up to three sources that you get most of your news from. Facebook, local news station, Philadelphia Daily News, TikTok, NPR, WHYY, Washington Post, Power 99, Philadelphia Inquirer, New York Times, YouTube, X or Twitter, Fox News, CNN.
Daily News, and sometimes it's the KYW. And what else? Get out. One more, right?
Yes.
ABC. ABC News.
Philadelphia Daily News and CNN. Philadelphia Daily News?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than 20? Sorry?
No, that's personal. Nope.
I'm sorry. I just need to read the list. If you can tell me on average, less than 25,000 to 34,000.
Ooh.
35,000 to 34,000.
No way.
Okay, we're done with the survey. Yes. Thank you so much for your time.
Is this bus your rail parker?
Sorry?
Are you going? Is this bus your rail parker?
Yes, but we're already done with this.
I think she's going to be a great mayor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I will put that in the survey as well. Thank you so much for your time.
Because she's a mother, and she will mother the city and get things right.
Of course. Yeah, sure. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.